The repercussions from April 14th protests at South Station in Albany, as well as last Thursday's heavy-handed police dismantling of a tent encampment on Art Street in front of the Albany Police Department's redoubt, have continued to ripple. This week, the Center for Law and Justice and NAACP joined forces for a press conference where the center's founder, Dr. Alice Green, spoke.
Violence and forced government oppression of blacks in Albany has persisted through four centuries without redress. The shooting of Eleazar Williams and the events at South Station are only two of the most recent rejections of redress. The brutal removal of the protesters was roundly criticized by many city officials and community leaders. Yet the mayor and others persist in defending the mayor's removal and her refusal to meet with demonstrators. In part, she did this by demonizing them. The mayor likened the protesters to white supremacist armed insurrectionists who tried to overthrow the United States government. Then, in sharp contrast to four centuries of unredressed black grievances, demands from white constituents this month were addressed by city officials in just 4 days, less than 4 days. A program director called for clearing the protesters' encampment from Art Street, and the president of the Police Officers Union excoriated city officials for allowing the encampment to stand. Within days, the mayor ordered the forcible removal of black and brown protesters. Mayor Sheehan's continued refusal to meet with protesters mutes their voices as forcefully as Officer Anderson's attack silenced his Hickenbottom megaphone on April 14th. The mayor should have honored the protesters' request for a meeting. Hopefully, we could only hope that it's not too late. The protesters were betrayed by the city's abandonment of a liaison relationship that was designed to keep everybody safe. The Common Council should pursue the reimagined policing that was intended in the collaborative's work. As you might remember, we got nothing. So the collaborative's work needs to be done, completed, with a vision statement, goals and objectives, and a transparent timeline. We have none of that right now. The center and others stand ready to assist in designing a fair and just system of policing for all of Albany's neighborhoods and the community.
As if designed by the APD and city to counter such sentiments, police officers have been appearing at community meetings on Zoom to offer their own side, often emotional, as to recent events. Here we hear from Engagement Officer Tanya Alex Hansen speaking at this week's South End Community Collaborative meeting on Tuesday.
I will say this. Everybody keeps talking about, you know, the narrative that the city or the police department is putting out there. I can tell you the narrative, that was being put out by the protesters and you know, some of the activists in the area is not true. I work in our neighborhood engagement unit. Since last year, since George Floyd's death, since the very first protest regarding that we had in the city of Albany, me and my unit have been tasked with monitoring, supporting, escorting, numerous, countless, protests and activities in the city. But I will say this, I grew up in the city. I love the city. I grew up in South End. It's my home. I took this job because I wanted different. I wanted better. I believe in change. I support change. I don't support some of the things that have been happening. We'll go back to Wednesday. I believe it was the 14th. There was a demonstration at Townsend Park. They marched down to South Station. Again, I was tasked with assisting in the escort and traffic control, right, as they marched. The whole time, I was being called coon, house nigger, dyke. Like, what do these things have to do? Number one, these are, you know, derogatory names that you're calling me, who, again, I support my people. I support the community. Yes, I have a job to do. And sometimes there's a gray area that people can't understand, you know, how I'm a cop and support the community on these type of issues at the same time. But I can, and I do. But that's not helping the cause. That it takes away from the legitimacy of people protesting true issues in society, in our community. I've talked to a number of officers who are from the community and are hurting. We're all hurting. You know, this is our city too, and we love it. And our family and friends are here. We want better. But the path that we are on is not making anything better. It's not making things better. You know, we're all talking about how much you all are hurting. We're hurting too. We're hurting too. I invite anybody, you know, I've talked to some of the officers, and we're willing to go out and have those conversations on the ground and figure out what we can do, because it's obviously not happened. We've been doing this for a year now. And I don't think that we have really moved the needle very much in the direction we're trying to go.
Finally, we return to the recent press conference where former Albany Common Council member Barbara Smith, who premiered the city's equity agenda when she was serving on the council, spoke.
This situation has to change. Where we are now is particularly demoralizing to me, because I personally know how hard so many of us have worked to change the historically adversarial relationship between the police and residents, specifically residents in our communities of color. Countless individuals, including Dr. Green and our dear departed friend Vera Mike Michelson, advocated for community policing so that officers could get to know the people in the specific areas in which they worked, and so that residents could get to know them. We demanded and got transparency from the department when volatile incidents occurred. We developed mechanisms to ensure that residents had a voice and could express priorities and concerns. For example, implementing ATPAC, the Albany Community Policing Advisory Committee, in 2010. We insisted that an understanding be developed of how systemic racism and racial assumptions have highly negative impact on the quality of policing and lead to a discriminatory two-tier system of justice, and has already been said to death. These are just a few of the things that we put into place. It is completely demoralizing to see that all of our efforts to ensure accountable and effective public safety in Albany have eroded, and in some cases, completely disappeared. I join with people here and all across this city to say that we cannot go on like this. The crisis needs to be acknowledged, and it needs to be solved. That will only happen when the administration and the police department start to listen to those who continue to bear the brunt and pay the price for the current unworkable status quo.
This has been Paul Smart for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.